right here. Y'all got your Bibles? Y'all turn with me. Deuteronomy chapter 2. I had another message I was wanting to go with, but I feel like this is what the Lord, I'm going to go with. I was down here at the church today for a few hours. I feel like this is what I need to go with. So, Deuteronomy 2, verse 1 through 7. Deuteronomy 2 and 1. Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea, as the Lord spoke to me. And we passed Mount Seir many days. And the Lord spoke to me, saying, you have to pass this mountain long enough. Turn ye northward. And command all the people, saying, you are to pass through the coast of your brother, the children of Esau, which dwell in Seir. And they shall be afraid of you. Take ye good heed unto yourself. Therefore, meddle not with them, for I will not give you their land. No, not so much as a foot breadth, because I have given Mount Seir to Esau for possession. You shall buy meat of them for money that you may eat. And you shall also buy water of them for money that you may drink. For the Lord thy God hath blessed thee in all the works of thy hand. He knoweth thy walking through this great wilderness these 40 years. The Lord thy God hath been with thee. Thou hast lacked nothing. And I want to take my message from verse 3 tonight. You have to pass this mountain long enough. Brother Colas, will you pray over the message for me tonight? Grace to heaven, Father, Lord, we come before you, Father, tonight, Lord. Lord, let us humble as we know how, Father. Lord, we pray over this message, Father God, Lord, tonight, Father. Lord, I pray over this anoint your servant, live, Father God. Lord, let me pray for you, Father, the Word of God. Lord, I pray over this in your presence, Lord, Father. Lord, let us anoint you. Lord, each and every heart, Lord, understand. Lord, we pray, Lord, just take the word of God, Lord, tonight, Father. Lord, let's drive it home, Lord, each and every heart. Lord, we know, Lord, tonight, that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Lord, let's tell us, Lord, tonight, Lord, in this place. Lord, I pray, Lord, let's draw us nigh to you. Lord, we look into the hills tonight, we come to the heaven. Our heaven comes to thee. We pray, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Yes. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hear the long stay of Israel in the wilderness. They can pass Mount Seir many days. 38 years they wandered in the deserts of Seir. Probably in some of their rest they stayed several years and never stirred. God by this not only chastised them for their murmuring and unbelief, but prepared them for Canaan by humbling them from sin and teaching them to mortify the lust, to follow God in a train of exercises. He prepared the Canaanites for destruction. All this time they measured their iniquity was hardened in their hearts. Now that the rest of Israel was once repulsed, and after that was so long entangled and slingly lost in the wilderness, they were secure and thought the danger was over from that quarter which would make the next attempt of Israel upon them more dreadful. Order was given to them in verse 3, you have come past this mountain long enough. Turn ye northward. Turn ye towards Canaan land. I'm telling you tonight, I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I just stop here to tell you tonight, you have come past that same mountain time after time, day after day. I'm telling you, you come past it long enough. Don't let your current situation keep you from your destination tonight. I'm telling you tonight, you come past this mountain long enough. I tell you what the mountain is tonight. It's unbelief. It's unbelief. That's what the church gets over their head. They get a cloud of unbelief over their head. And we need to take it and get that thing unshattered from us. I want to believe God. Like I said a little while ago, faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I want my faith to increase. I can pass the same mountain long enough.
Amen.
Long enough.
Yes.
Long enough. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but some been in the same situation time and time again.
again. They're just going around the same mountain, the same mountain, over and over and over. But I'm telling you tonight, it's been there long enough. We need to look on George Cannon. We need to pitch on George Cannon. I'm telling you, he's got something in store for the child of God.
Come on, brother.
You know what I believe? It happens to all of us. It happens to all of us. It even happened to the disciples. It happened to the disciples. If you want to turn with me to Matthew chapter 17. Matthew 17. And I'm going to start with 14. And this is unbelief right here. And where there will come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed, for often he falleth into the fire and often into the water. And I besought him to thy disciples that he could not cure him. Then Jesus asked unto them, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples of Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. I'm telling you, they didn't believe God. It was unbelief. For he said, verily I say unto you, if you have grain of faith of a grain of mustard seed, he said, say to this mountain, remove hence to you yonder place, and shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. I'm telling you tonight, we have mountains that come in our life. We have different mountains. My mountain might not be your mountain, but I'm telling you tonight, I had a mountain one time. It seemed like I was compassing that same mountain time after time again. It was a little 2.5-inch devil, brother, but it was a mountain in my eyes. It was a big mountain. I tell you, I kept going around the same mountain, but I'm telling you tonight, the Lord thy God, he gave me the grace I need to climb that mountain. I'm telling you, the victory is sweet when you get to the top. Glory! I've compassed it long enough. Long enough. I've been going through pride. Long enough. I've been going through unbelief. Long enough. It's time to pick George Cannon. It's time to pick George Cannon. It's time to pick George Cannon, brother. There's nothing on this side for me. It's on towards the promised land. It's on towards there. Yeah. Woo! Lord, just help me to preach it the way I feel it tonight. I'm going on over here in the book of Mark. In the book of Mark. I'm going to go to Mark 11. Probably 11 through 14. Jesus entered into Jerusalem and entered into the temple. When he looked around about upon all things, now it was eventide. It was eventide. And he went up to Bethany with the 12. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off and leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto him, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter and forever. And his disciples heard it. And I'm going on to 20. And he said, in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter called him to remembrance and said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever saith to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he shall say shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. I'm telling you, I want to have what I so say. I want to go to that mountain tonight, and I want to tell him how big my God is. That mountain might be standing real big in front of you tonight, but I serve a mighty big God. How big is your God tonight? I tell you, heaven is his throne, earth is his footstool. I tell you, he must be a big God when he's using the earth for his footstool, brother. I serve a big God tonight, and there's nothing He can't do. When men things that might seem impossible, but with God, all things are possible. All things are possible. All things are possible when he believes. When he believes, it's possible tonight. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I tell you this, son, in the sound of my voice tonight, they going around that same mountain. They dragging the same thing over and over and over. I can remember back about 4 or 5 years ago, I think about 4 years or so ago, when the Lord first spoke to me with this message. It was compassing the same mountain, brother. I would get in my truck, try to go to church. It would tear up. I would try to get me another ride. It would tear up. It seemed like all I was doing is casting this around the same mountain, going around that same mountain over and over and over. But I went to that mountain and I told him how big my God was. Glory! How big is your God tonight? How big do you want Him to be?
Right.
I serve a mighty big God.
Right.
It puts me in mind a little old David. You know, he was just a little old ruddy fella. A small man in captain size and stature. And he was this big old giant, Goliath by name. He had a big old warrior standing before him, brother. That was a mountain of a man. And I tell you, he told King Saul, he said, I will take and fight that Philistine. I'm using my own words tonight. And he said, well, he said, you're just a small boy, in my own words. And this man is a man of war from his youth. He's a man of war tonight. But he said, I will fight him. And Saul gave him his armor, gave him his coat of mail. I tell you, old David couldn't even go out before him with that armor. He said, I have not proved him. He took a sling and 5 smooth stones. And he took one of the stones, brother. He put in that sling and he wound it up. He centered that giant right between the eyes. And he fell. I'm telling you, that giant fell tonight. That mountain fell tonight. It can crumble right before you tonight. What is that mountain standing before you? What is that mountain? It may seem so big. It may be a past experience. It may be something in the past tonight. I don't know. But it dominates. It keeps wanting to be there. Time after time. Time after time. I'm telling you, these children of Israel, they marched around that mountain for 38 long years. I can see that mountain, brother. It probably had a trench going around it. They done marched around it for so long. But I'm going to tell you tonight, He'll make a way. He'll make a way. I'm telling you, these others that's trotted this path before us, I'm telling you, they went around this mountain and they got to the top of this mountain. I'm telling you tonight, if He won't take it, He'll give you the grace you need to make it through it. They'll bring you out victorious. He's got grace for every need.
Right,
just bear with me. Psalms 55:22, he says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee.
Yeah.
He shall not suffer the righteous to be moved. He said, commit thy way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for Him. Right, for Him, I tell thee tonight, you don't have to take and come past that same mountain. And you don't have to do it tonight. Get on your knees. Get along with God. Get by yourself. I'm telling you, them mountains got to crumble.
Right,
they got to crumble tonight. I've been there and I've done that. I've seen mountains crumble right before my feet. I'm telling you, some people, they got a big financial mountain standing right in front of them. But I'm telling you, my Father, He owns the cattle upon a thousand hills. It's all His tonight. All you have to do is bring all in the storehouse of God. So He'll pour you out a blessing tonight that you won't be able to contain it all. He'll open the windows of heaven. Find the windows tonight, preacher. Find the windows. I'm telling you, look at your house. You got more windows than doors. He's going to bless you tonight. You don't have to come past that same mountain.
Right.
You don't have to compass it tonight. but we do because our own unbelief. It's unbelief tonight. That's why we go around the same places. Peter, 1 Peter 5 and 6, he says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you.
Yes.
Cast it upon him tonight. He cares for you tonight. I tell you, I don't care if you're way on the bottom. I don't care if you think you're way below the bottom and you've done sin. You've done sin and been sin on top of sin and you don't feel worthy. But I'm telling you tonight, just cast all that upon him. Cast it upon him. Our Bible tells me when I was yet a sinner, he died for me. He died for the ungodly. He stretched forth his hands and he died for me. I tell you tonight, we are going to be victorious. There's so many times I brought up a statement a while ago. We let our situation keep us from our destiny. I don't want my situations to keep me from my destiny. I tell you, it puts me in mind of my old Peter. You know, when the waves there was boisterous, Jesus come to him walking on the sea. He said, look, Jesus said, it be thou, bid me to come to you on the water. He said, come. And old Peter, you know him, he just jumped off the boat to go to Jesus. And he looked around. He started seeing the winds. He started seeing them waves boisterous beating against that boat. He took his eyes off Jesus and he began to sink. I'm telling you, he said, save me, Lord, I perish. Save me, Lord, I perish. And immediately he was back in the boat. I'm telling you tonight, we need to keep our eyes on Jesus. We need to keep our eyes on him. Don't lose focus. I'm telling you, we don't have to come past the same place. We got the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. We more than conquerors through him tonight. Through him.
Thank God.
I'm more than a conqueror, boy. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm victorious through him. I'm victorious. You know, it brings a scripture to my mind. John 10 and 10 said, the thief cometh to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I came to give life and to give it more abundantly. Thank God tonight that I've got abundant life. I might go through trials. I might go through storms. I might go through temptations, brother. But I've got abundant life in Christ. But past it long enough. Long enough. Brother, sometimes it seems like we come into the house of God. It seems like we got no victory. It seems like everything in the world wants to color our minds. You want to see people long-faced. They look like they ain't got no victory. I'm telling you why they ain't got no victory. Because they come passing a mountain. They come passing a mountain. They battling in their mind with a mountain. But I'm telling you tonight, go to that mountain and tell them how big your God is. Tell them how big he is tonight. How big is he? Huh? Y'all just bear with me. I want to flip back here to the Old Testament, the book of Psalms. Psalm 61, if you want to go with me. Alright. Verse 1 through 4. He said, hear me, O God, attend to my prayer. For the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to a rock that's higher than I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in thy covert and thy wing shall lie. He said, I will abide in thy tabernacle. That's what I want to do. I might go around a mountain, but I want to abide in his tabernacle. I'm telling you tonight, you might come past a mountain just a little while, but we can enter in tonight. We can enter into the Holy of Holies. We can get in that holy place. You know, back in the old Bible, you know, the priest went in there once a year to offer sacrifice for ours and his sin, but it's not like that anymore. When Jesus died on the cross, you know, the Bible tells me the veil of the temple was ripped from top to bottom. And I tell you, we can enter in through the blood of Jesus. We can enter in tonight. We don't have to come fail that same mountain. We don't have to keep marching around the same mountain time and time again.
Right.
Unbelief Unbelief is where it's at. When you get in disbelief, brother, you keep going around that same old place. Same old place. You lay it down, you pick it up. You lay it down, you pick it up. But I tell you, I want to be one that can lay it down. I want to be one tonight that can lay it down. Lay it down at the altar right here. I tell you, lay it down right here. And when we vacuum the church, we'll vacuum it on out of here. I want to be one that can lay it all down. Cast my care upon Him, for He cared for me. I want to be one that can lay aside every weight and every sin that so easily besets me. And I want to run with patience. This race is set before me. I tell you tonight, we can be victorious tonight. Victorious. He didn't save you to be a slumber. He didn't save you to be a complacency. He saved you for you can be up and be a blessing to somebody else. That'd be a blessing to somebody else, brother. And that's what I want to be. That's what I want to be. I want to be a blessing. But I can't be a blessing to somebody else if I'm going through the same old things time after time, day after day, going around that same old mountain. But I tell you, I've been there and done that. Tonight, I'm pitching George Cannon. I'm pitching George Cannon land, brother. Leaving Egypt behind. There are a lot of people still in Egypt, and they need to take a pitch on George Cannon. I tell you, we need to leave Pharaoh and leave his house. We need to come out of bondage. We need to go on over to the victory side. I thank God for what He's doing around here. I thank God for what He's doing. I know here the other day I was quiet. I can't preach without going there. I know y'all see me quiet, but I don't want to never show my trials. Never show my trials. But I tell you, sometimes it seems like you're just going through the same things in your mind, that same old disbelief. But I know tonight, greater is He that's in me than he that's in this world. I can do all things with Christ who strengthens me tonight. I tell Tracy all the time, I said, Tracy, I can't do this for God. I don't seem like I can even preach. She said, you can't. If you lean into your own understanding, you can't. Then that scripture comes to me. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, where it says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not in thy own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy I want to be like old Job. Even though he slayed me, I will trust Him. Even though he slayed me, I trust Him. You know, it takes putting the old mind of Job. You know, when Job had his brows, you know, that man was going around the mountain. He had brows from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. He didn't take a piece of broken pottery. He didn't take a scrape himself and set it down among the ashes. And his wife said, Job, why don't you cuss God and die? And he said, you thought like one of the foolish women talk. He was going around a mountain, but he still knew who he believed. He still knew. He still knew the one that he believed his report tonight. I'm telling you tonight, we got people in here going around the same mountain of sickness. They keep going around that same mountain. I said, well, every time I go to the doctor, I'm sick with this, I'm sick with that. It seems like you're going around the same old mountain. But I'm telling you tonight, have faith in God. Have faith in God. He answers prayer. I'm telling you, cast every single care you got upon Him tonight. Who am I preaching to? Who am I preaching to tonight? I'm telling you, you know, my mama called me this week. You know, she wanted to talk about my little brother. He's worried me to death. He wants to do this and he wants to do that. He's demolishing my house. He's doing this and he's doing that. It seems like to me she's been compassing the same mountain. She's been going around the same mountain for many years. She needs to call upon God. She needs to cry out upon God. Get the Lord on her side. Then he will fight for her. She don't have to come past that same mountain. She don't have to go around the same mountain. She can be victorious. She can be victorious tonight. Who knows what I'm talking about tonight? We can conquer everything that the enemy brings against us. I'm telling you tonight, there are a lot of folks that can pass a big mountain of addictions. A big old mountain of addictions. Drug abuse, alcoholism. They go around the mountains, brother. I thank God that I took and called out upon God. He delivered me from alcohol, from marijuana. He delivered me from all that stuff. He delivered me. I'm telling you, looking at a brand new man tonight in Christ Jesus, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. I done took off the old coat. I done put on the new coat. I'm telling you, I put on the coat of righteousness. I put on the coat of true holiness. That's the coat I got on. I got on a wedding garment tonight. I'm going to be clothed and ready for the bride. And when he comes, I want to be ready. And I don't want to be in a mountain of disbelief when he comes. I want to believe God and what he says. I want to take him as his word. Just bear with me tonight. I'm going over here to Psalm 62, 5 through 8. It said, my soul waits thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He's only as my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. I'm telling you, I may go around a mountain, but I'm not going to be moved. Like that song tonight, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water. I shall not be moved tonight. I'm not going to be moved. I'm telling you tonight, I want to be standing fast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of God. That's what I want to do tonight. I don't want to come past a mountain tonight of unbelief. Who am I speaking to? Who am I preaching to tonight? Like I say, my soul waiteth all upon God, for my expectations from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense, and I shall not be moved. And God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength. My refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. I'm telling you tonight, if you got a mountain standing before you, pour out your heart before God. Find you a place to pray. You know the Bible tells me to enter in to our closet and pray to our Heavenly Father in secret. And our Heavenly Father, which is in secret, shall reward us openly. That's what I want to do, brother. I want to have a secret place to get alone with the Lord my God. And just like here today, these times I'd like to be all alone with Christ my Lord. You don't have to keep going around it. You can go on towards the promised land. I'm going to turn on over here to Brother James. What he's got to say tonight. But it's running in my eyes, just bear with me. Book of James, chapter 4. I'm going to go with verse 6 through 10. But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he said, God resisteth the proud, but give grace unto the humble. If we in a dry place, are we going around a mountain? He gives grace to the humble. If you are humble yourself, he says, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil, he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted in the morning. Weep, let your laughter be turned in the morning, your joy into heaviness. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. I'm telling you tonight, if we'll humble ourselves in his sight, he will lift us up. There's an old song, lift me up. I felt a preacher up in here tonight. The same preacher I felt down here earlier today. The same preacher. Just be with me. Just bear with me just a little while. Job 22 and 29. He said, when men are cast down, then there shall say, here is lifting up, and he shall save the humble person. He's going to save that man that humbles himself. The one that humbles himself. The one that gets along with God and says, have mercy on the Lord. It's me again. I got a prayer that needs an answer tonight. I've been praying and I've been seeking. I need to hear from you. I've been going through a trial I don't understand. I've been going around a mountain. It seems like I can't get over it. I can't do nothing but keep going around it. But he says, son, you look into me. You just stand still. And you see the salvation of God tonight. Just stand still. Don't keep going around the same mountain of unbelief. The same old mountain of unbelief. It seems like we go around it. Keep going around it. You know, I was down here today. Phone comes to me. Birds to it. One mountain. One more river. One river to carry the less load. One more valley I have to cross till you carry me onto my new home. Through trials and struggles, Lord, I've been amazed. Through this world gets crazier, you never change. It hasn't been easy these final days, but I know that you will lead me home. You the only peace that I have found. You pick me up when I am down. I'm telling you tonight, you might have one more mountain. One more mountain you might have to go around. But I'm telling you, he'll give you the grace that you need to get around it. He'll give you the grace that you need. I'm telling you tonight, his grace is sufficient for thee. It puts me in mind of the Apostle Paul. You know, when a messenger from Satan that bothered him, and he prayed thrice that it may be removed. And he said, Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee tonight. I'm telling you, that very thorn, that very thing might be given to you to keep you humbled down, to keep you sick in the face of God. It's sufficient. It's so many times I go through things. You know, people ask me what's wrong. I wish to tell them they wouldn't know. They wouldn't understand. The other week, here the other day, she was coming home from work or going to work. She texted Tracy and said, what's wrong with Uncle? I wish I told her she wouldn't understand. Wouldn't understand. I'm telling you tonight, I might have went around the mountain a time or two, but brother, I done pitched towards Canaan. Canaan land is just in sight. I don't know who I'm speaking to. You may be here tonight. You might have some people that's rebelling against you. You may have this and you may have that. You might have all the forces of hell coming against you. But I'm telling you tonight, you can pass this mountain long enough. You want me to tell you where mountains crumble, where they kind of crumble at? It's right here. It's right here. I'm telling you, the children of Israel had to walk around Jericho 7 times. I'm telling you, but when he says shout, that mountain, that wall fell. I'm telling you tonight, it'll fall. All you have to have is a little faith in God tonight. Have faith in him.
Amen.
One who believes in God. One that comes to God must believe that he is. The one that comes to God must believe he is. And he's a rewarder to them tonight that diligently seek him. I want to be a diligently seeker. I was thinking about it down here today. I want to be one that can be like old Adam before sin came into the world, where he could get along with his maker in the cool of the day. I want to have that relationship. I want to be like, I think it was John the Beloved. He leaned on Jesus' breast. He had that relationship. And it was another Mary Magdalene. She sat up at the feet of Jesus. I want that kind of relationship, brother. I don't want to keep going around the same mountains. I want a relationship. And that's what's going to take you through, a relationship. You can have much of God you want. How much you want. It's going to how much you be willing to push the world back. You know how much God you want to have.
Right.
Just bear with me. I guess I'll come to a close. I can't do it tonight. I can't do it tonight. But I know one that can.
Oh, yeah.
I know one that can. I can get up here and I can preach 45 or 90 minutes if I want to a sermon. But no, I can't do it. It takes the Lord. It takes the Lord. You know, my Bible tells me the anointing is like a hammer that breaks the rock to pieces. I'm telling you tonight, it's time to break up some foul ground. It's time to break up that old hard crust of the heart. It's time to break it up. It's time to seek the Lord thy God until he rains the righteousness upon you. I'm telling you, you can see the mountains crumble. Everyone standing in your way between you and your destiny. Everyone standing in your way from you and the victory. It can be moved tonight. It can be moved tonight. Prayer. You know, when we pray, the Bible tells us to forgive if we got anything against our brother. For our father, you know, he'll forgive us. You know, I don't want no ought on me when I come before the holy throne. I want a clear channel, brother. There's a channel between here and glory. You can let that channel get cleared and cluttered up with all this stuff. Unbelief and all that stuff. You can let it get cluttered up. But I want a clear channel tonight between here and glory. I want to know when I get down to business with God, he'll get down to business with me. I'm telling you tonight, I want to get down to business with him. This is 2012. This might be the last year you hear. And I want to make a difference. I want to make a difference right here at 12.
Come on.
I tell you tonight, I go through some battles and I go through some around some mountains, brother. A man is called to preach and it seems like he's just sitting and no many doors is opening. That's my mountain tonight, brother. That's my mountain. That's the ones I keep going around. But I know in the book of Revelation, he says, son, I set before thee an open door which no man can shut, for he is a little of strength. I tell you what that door is tonight. It's a door of opportunity. It's a door to preach. It's a door to witness. It's a door to get out and do about the Father's business. That's my desire in 2012. If I could just push myself back just a little bit more, I want to get out in the highways and the hedges and to compel them to the house of God for it will be filled. I want to compel them in, brother. It's up to us. You know, when I was thinking about that other message, that extra mile. You know, you got Paul. He was a missionary. He went the extra mile. You know, we got missionary here we support. He goes the extra mile to see people saved. We got Brother Speed. He's an evangelist. A mighty man of God. But you know, he goes the extra mile. I want to be one to go the extra mile right here in our home church. It's good to support all these ministries. But give me the strength I need to go the extra mile to help somebody in the local community. Thank God. That's where I'm at, brother. I got a vision. I got a vision. I want to see the lost saved at any cost. I want to be one that say, Lord, send me. I don't want to be one that's compassing a mountain. Send me, Lord. Speak the word, Lord. Your servant desires to hear thee tonight. No more than this Samuel. He said, speak on. Your servant hear thee. Speak on tonight, Lord. Your servant hear it. I hear you. Woo! I'm coming to a close. These altars is open tonight. They're open tonight for you. I'm seeking I find this song that I was listening to today. And when this song's playing, these altars is open. They open.
Only track three, song three. I don't know how to eject it. But this altars is open. They're open tonight. They're open for each and every one of us. They're open for each and every one of us tonight. We don't have to come past that same mountain. Huh?